This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, today's day of trade was a disappointing one, especially when we've seen the Sensex plunge over 200 points in trade today. Also, the Nifty broke below 11,900 level, which is a crucial level. So if you could help us understand what were the reasons behind the selling pressure that we've seen today and what are the cues going forward?
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, you know, we have seen this weakness continue since Friday. However, on Monday, bulls managed to defend crucial support levels and push the, you know, index back in the green. But in today's trading session, in fact, we witnessed a sell-off in the second half of the trading session, which pushed Sensex lower by over 200 points, and Nifty 50 broke below 11,900 levels on a closing basis to touch, in fact, two-week low. We saw some bit of pressure on the rupee as well, as it breached the crucial level of 72 rupees per US dollar in trade today. In fact, touching another 2-month low on that. Let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex fell by 229 points to 40,116, while the Nifty 50 closed 73 points lower at 11,840 on Wednesday. Now, what was the major factor which led to the decline? Well, first of all, I think weak economic data was one of the foremost reasons why we are seeing this kind of weakness in the market. If you recall that last week Moody's tweaked the forecast for India's rating to negative from stable, so that actually weighed on sentiment. And now we have the weak AIP data, which contracted for the second consecutive month in a row. So all of these factors have sort of led to worsening of investor sentiment at this point in time. Apart from that, there were muted global cues. If you remember, U.S. markets touched a record high, but then again, the gains were muted for U.S. markets as well as for Asian markets because there's no headway for the trade deal. So that is something which really weighed on the markets at this point in time. Apart from that, currency weakness was another reason. Now, investors would now watch out for the release of CPI data scheduled today, and so markets would react to that in Thursday's trading session. In terms of sectors, the action was seen in energy as well as consumer durable stocks, while losses were seen in metal index, followed by infra, realty and banks. In fact, Nifty Bank snapped its four-day gaining streak to close nearly 600 points down at 30,541, weighed down by losses in ICICI Bank as well as HDFC. Now, it erased almost 65% of the gains made in the last four sessions, and all of the Nifty Bank constituents, in fact, closed in the red. Now, in fact, let's look at the Nifty gainers as well. RIL, TCS and Britannia Industries were up 2 to 3%, and Nifty losers, GIL was down by 5%, Yes Bank was down by 6.5%, and India Bulls Housing Finance was down by 8.5%.
All right, so those were the gainers and losers, but also extending this further, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand in terms of stocks and sectors, which sectors really performed in trade today, which were the biggest laggards in today's trading session as well, if you could help us sum up all of that.
Right. In terms of sectors, energy index rose 1.6%, followed by the consumer durable index, which were up 0.39%. In fact, if you look at the gainers and losers, then the trend was favoring the decline. So market breadth was negative. On the losing front, the pressure was seen in the metal index, which was down more than 2%, followed by realty and the banking index. Now, volume spike of nearly 200 to 500% was seen in stocks like Mahanagar Gas, Century Textiles, DV's Laboratories, Sun TV, Just Dial, Tech Mahindra and Britannia Industries. While in today's trading session, long buildup was seen in stocks like Century Textiles, Mahanagar Gas, Voltas and Ashok Leyland, while short buildup was seen in top stocks like Sun TV, Just Dial, Equitas and Balkrishna Industries.
Right. Now, apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks also were in news today. Let's start off with the FMCG major Britannia, which actually jumped nearly 5% in today's trading session after the company posted about a 32 to 33% increase in the consolidated net profit at 402 crore rupees for this quarter. Apart from this, share prices of Vinati Organics also ended close to 6% lower in today's trading session after the company announced the September quarter results and subdivision of share prices. Now, Edelweiss also ended about 5% higher in today's trading session after a private equity firm said it is going to invest about 525 crore rupees in the company's investment advisory business. Mahanagar Gas also was in focus today. It ended over 3% higher today as global brokerage houses remain bullish on the stock in view of the company's quarterly numbers. City has a buy rating on the stock due to reasonable valuations as the stake sale overhang is now behind. Of course, Infosys again was back in news today. It ended almost 2% lower as the shares of the company were under pressure off late as reports of whistleblower complaints spooked the investors. The board of software major Infosys was sent a second whistleblower letter which accused CEO Salil Parekh of eroding the company's value systems by incurring high and unnecessary travel costs. Apart from this, financial stocks also fell the most today. Nifty PSU Bank is the biggest drag, down over 3%, led by Union Bank of India, State Bank of India, Indian Bank, Central Bank of India, OBC and Bank of Baroda. The other losers from the banking space were Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, PNB, RBL Bank and also Yes Bank. Now, Nifty Financial Services is also down over 1%, dragged by India Bulls Housing Finance, M&M Financial Services, Power Finance Corporation, REC and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Now, also let's prepare for the tomorrow's trading session. Mm-hmm. Shitiji, if you could really help us understand what is the technical outlook right now, what are the technical patterns and the charts really suggesting to us as to what will be tomorrow's day like?
Right. In fact, in today's trading session, in terms of candlestick patterns, you know, we formed a bearish candle on the daily charts and we witnessed resistance above its 5 days exponential moving average. And the resistance was near 11,950. Another important development is the fact that the MACD indicator has triggered a sell signal on the daily charts, which is something which could, in fact, weigh on the markets, especially at this point in time. Now, Nifty appears to have bottomed out after testing its 13 days exponential moving average at 11,834, from where it recovered in the recent correction of the low of 11,490 registered on the 25th of October. But today's decline around about below this level, that is 11,830 and 11,850 level, suggests that a bottom is still not in place. In fact, we could see further selling pressure, which could drag the index towards 11,700 levels as well. So three crucial levels to watch out for in Thursday's trading session would be 11,823. Now, this is the intraday low formed in Wednesday's trading session.
Yeah.
On the higher side, 11,946. That's your intraday high of Wednesday. So that'll be the first resistance to watch out for.
Right.
In case we close above this level in Thursday's trading session, then the next resistance could come at 12,034. Now, maximum call open interest is still placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800. And maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600 and 11,500.
Right, thanks a lot, Shitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and also a strategy that the investors and traders must adopt going forward from here. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.